Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
I'm Robert Crowther, and this is a special news update for ID the Future podcast. South Carolina now requires students to critically analyze evolutionary theory. After months of debate, on Monday, the South Carolina Education Oversight Committee unanimously ratified high school biology standards requiring students to understand why, quote, scientists continue to investigate and critically analyze aspects of evolutionary theory, end quote. The South Carolina State Board of Education adopted the standards unanimously last month and submitted them to the EOC for approval. South Carolina's new evolution standard does not require teaching the theory of intelligent design. The biology standard approved requires students to be able to, quote, summarize ways that scientists use data from a variety of sources to investigate and critically analyze aspects of evolutionary theory, end quote. Casey Luskin, an attorney and public policy analyst with Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture, said, "This victory is an important milestone towards improving the quality of science education by ensuring that students learn the full range of relevant scientific evidence, including the scientific criticisms of evolution." Luskin added that South Carolina is now the fifth state to require students to learn about scientific criticisms of evolution, and this policy helps remedy the problem that most biology textbooks today largely ignore: scientific challenges to Darwinism. In a bizarre twist, the Associated Press in South Carolina is mistakenly reporting today that, quote, the State Education Oversight Committee approved high school biology standards Monday that do not require students to learn to critically analyze the theory of evolution, end quote. However, the very same AP story is also reporting that, quote, under the wording approved Monday, students would have to understand how scientists use data to critically analyze the theory, end quote. So which is it? This is contradictory and careless reporting, or slicing the bologna so fine as to make meaningless statements. What actually happened is that South Carolina ratified the following language, quote, summarize ways that scientists use data from a variety of sources to investigate and critically analyze aspects of evolutionary theory, end quote. That sure sounds like requiring students to learn to critically analyze the theory of evolution to me, despite the fact that the AP states otherwise. Interestingly, in a statement issued from State Senator Mike Fair, a member of the Education Oversight Committee, and Terry Campson Seckinger, a member of the South Carolina Board of Education, they clarify the board's and the committee's approval of these standards, saying, quote, it is impossible to meet this standard without the discussion of the meaning of critical analysis as it applies to evolutionary science, end quote. So no matter how the AP slices and dices it, this is clearly a victory for South Carolina students and for science education overall. I'm Robert Crowther, reporting for the IDTF from the CSC headquarters in Seattle. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Pinnock. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.